Good morning. This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. It's Friday, 8th of February. Firstly, in Thailand, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha became the sole prime ministerial candidate of the pro-military Palang Pracharat Party after the two other candidates withdrew from the race. Prayuth is expected to announce his decision today on his candidature from the Palang Pracharat Party. Today is the last day for the political parties to confirm their candidates. Party leader Uttama Savanayana said that the party has a backup option if Prayuth declines the offer of nomination from the party. In Vietnam has been chosen to be the host for the second round of bilateral summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The meeting will be held on February 27th and 28th. The venue for the summit is yet to be confirmed, Hanoi and Da Nang are being considered to be the host city. Clients are advised to expect disruptions as the security forces move in for a massive security deployment of security forces in these cities. In Taiwan, pilots of China Airlines have planned to go on strike this morning, forcing the cancellation of 26 flights. All three major airports in Taiwan are expected to be affected by the strike. Flights which are cancelled were destined for major cities in Asia and the US. Ministry of Transportation is setting up an emergency center to cope with the issue. It is unclear how long the strike will last. Clients traveling to or in Taiwan are advised to consider other carriers and expect the strikes to have an effect on other carriers with an increase in traffic. In Australia, a Chinese contractor for Australian financial planner AMP Limited has been arrested for data theft from 20 of its customers. AMP cybersecurity staff noticed the suspicious activity on the company network in December last year. The investigations led them to a Chinese contractor they had employed. AMP said that the company has contacted all affected clients, they have deployed extra security controls and notified the relevant regulators. Clients employing the services of AMP Limited are advised to contact the company to ensure that data is duly protected. In Papua New Guinea, more than 50,000 people in central Chimbu region are stuck in their villages after landslides and flooding inundated the roads in Nilkande and Mitnande regions. The villages in the Kundia Jembogal district experienced heavy flooding yesterday. Landslides were reported in Yombai and Banana Market in Nilkande. Heavy rains have continued in the area since last month. People living at the foot of Inga Gowan Mountain in Nilkande have moved to safety as rains continued. Clients are advised to avoid the Chimbu province and consider contingency plans for supply chain disruptions from the heavy rains and floods. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.